And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie, Richard Dolan, our guest. Richard, let me throw out four possibilities that I've always thought about why government doesn't disclose to us. Get your thoughts on them, and then, of course, get your views on why we're not being told the truth. First and foremost, give me your reaction to the government's thought that there would be widespread panic around this world in this country. Is that possible?
Yeah. Sure, it's possible. It's hard really to predict. A lot of people refer to the 1938 Orson Welles War of the Worlds scenario, in which he went on the radio, did the play, and people thought it was real with this invasion from Mars, and there were people who just went absolutely nuts. I think there's going to be so much tremendous disruption, and panic is a real possibility. On the other hand, I don't know about you. I've talked with lots and lots of people just in my ordinary non-UFO related life, and people will say, well, I don't really know why the government's holding this back. I mean, I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to jump out of a window. I'm perfectly fine with it. So it's really not clear to me how widespread it would be. I think that there are going to be people who would be, shaken up by it, yes, and I think that there are people who would be able to deal with it and just say, yeah, so like we've known this all along.
Is it easy for those people to say that right now because they just really don't know? Faced with the fact that we have been visited, let's say,
right.
and there's a couple more scenarios on that as well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be as easy as they say it will be.
Right. I think I'm not going to argue against that, George. I mean, there's a strong case to be made for it. On the other hand, my whole attitude is I have this naive idealist faith in this thing called the truth, and I believe in truth as a better foundation for your society than falsehood. And I look at it now, it's been 60 years almost, that this deception has really been foisted upon us.
Right. Here's a second possibility here. What if these visitations aren't friendly at all, that there's something horrible behind it, whatever it may be?
Right.
We can't stop it. And so we take the approach, you know what, we're not going to say anything about it. If a few million people on this planet are taken every year and they're gone, we're just not going to get involved in this.
Right.
What about that possibility?
If they're bad ETs and we just can't do a thing about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's understandable. One can understand the rationale behind it.
I mean, they're not going to tell us. The president's not going to come on the air on a Thursday night and say to the American public, look, the UFOs are real. They are coming here. They've been coming here since mankind. They are taking people. They're eating them, doing whatever they're doing with them. But there's nothing we can do about it. But we want you to know about it. They're not going to tell us that.
Well, I don't know if you could say there's nothing people can do about it anyway, and I don't know. I mean, again, we're speculating, and yeah, they could be really bad ETs, and they could be more powerful than us, and are we, could we be defenseless? I guess, but not necessarily. I don't know. Are there things, I mean, for example, there are a lot of people who have said that, they have had contact with these other beings, and that these other beings think and speak or can be telepathic in some way, and that there's a psychic component to what they're all about. And what if human beings have some innate ability to deal with that as well? And we're just not using it because we don't know to use it.
All right. What about the possibility that they just don't want the world to know what they know? So let's say national security.
Yeah.
Maybe we're getting technology, which I think we are,
right.
But they just don't want other countries to know that.
Yeah, well, I think that's happening. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah,
and very likely there's a combination of rationalities rationalizations that are going on at this. I mean, I go back to I try to think about what would Harry Truman have done in 1947 or 48, becoming aware of this. Some general comes up to him and says, Mr. President, we've recovered this technology that doesn't seem to belong to us, and indeed these appear to be extraterrestrials. I mean, sure, I can understand Truman for many reasons, at least initially wanting to hold off on disclosing this. After all, America wasn't even willing to share its atomic technology with the world at that time.
Sure.
So why share something as exotic as alien technology or knowledge of these aliens? It's not hard to see that at all. But, of course, the problem is that secrecy develops its own, develops its own life. And so it has its own kind of momentum that continues. And I mean, I've spoken with a few people who are absolutely legitimate, deep black world type people who are very impressive individuals, and they've just said to me, look, this program to study this technology is so deeply compartmentalized. I mean, they said, you'd be amazed at how secret this stuff is.
Congress doesn't even know about it.
No way. They do not.
All right. Now, the title of your book, the first one here, UFOs in the National Security State, Chronology of a Cover-Up, 1941 to 73. Now, one would think, all right, it is a cover-up, and then you mention National Security State. Maybe it has something to do with all this. So my question then to you, Richard, is why aren't they telling us what's going on?
Well, because this is a phenomenon that dropped, as it were, into the lap of our national security people back in the 1940s. They had the best ability to detect these UFOs. They had the electronic means to do so, like radar, and they had aircraft up in the sky. They were more able to encounter, I think, these things than a lot of other people were. And it came down to an issue of power. I go back to the technology angle. I mean, if let's say you're a scientist and you're charged with studying this stuff at deep, deep, deep levels. I imagine it would be so far advanced from what you have at that time. It would take you years to even come up with rudimentary ideas, perhaps, on what you might be able to do with this. But let's say 5-10 years go by and you come across a really great idea, and you think, wow, we can make this, type of technology off of this thing. And, well, you've got a great ground floor investment opportunity as well as an awesome, technology advantage in the Cold War and all other kinds of things. In other words, there's no incentive to reveal this secret once you have it. And, you know, it's judging by the UFO phenomenon, there are people who have had a variety of interactions with these other beings, or at least they've said that they have. Some of these interactions are not good. Some of these interactions are not necessarily negative. And so it's not clear to me that you're dealing with one group of beings anyway, to be honest with you.
There could be many.
Right, there certainly could be. George, I wonder if I can just take a moment. I learned something earlier today that I think is of interest to yourself and to the
sure.
people who are listening.
Sure, what is it?
Well, I just learned the highest-ranking officer of the Vatican who's ever spoken publicly about UFO and ET reality is Monsignor Corrado Balducci, who is now 82 years old. And many people know about this man. Is coming to the United States for the first time to speak here in the U.S. I'm going to be at this particular conference, and I just wanted to mention this one time, and I hope you're okay with this, which will be in Washington, D.C. this September for the X conference. Which I just think is an absolutely awesome opportunity. Balducci has not been to the U.S. in almost 40 years, and he is now coming here. And he's, as I say, he's in his 80s. He has not spoken officially on behalf of the Vatican, but, my feeling has always been you get someone this high up who is speaking in this capacity. I think that there's a lot of times an understanding that one is not going to be doing this officially, and nevertheless, he's being allowed to say certain things about the reality of ET. And this is, a major, major person in the Vatican, and he will be at the X conference.
I know Paul.